U.S. Department of Agriculture scientist Dennis Gonzalez helped develop the new fruit variety called the Rainbow Papaya, and he may be its best salesman.
I'm prejudiced, but I will tell you, this Hawaii-grown papaya is the best in the world. You folks go and taste it.
But taste was not the reason Gonzalez and colleagues developed it. In the 1990s, a virus ravaged Hawaii's papaya groves. The industry was on the verge of collapse. So Gonzalez engineered the papaya's genetic makeup to fight the virus. It produces a small piece of the virus's outer shell in its cells. That triggers the plant's immune system.
It's almost like vaccination.
And just like vaccinated people, the genetically engineered plants do not get sick with the virus. And the tiny piece of virus in their cells does not affect people. The rainbow papaya was released in 1998.
And virtually it saved the papaya industry in Hawaii. So now rainbow papaya accounts for 80% of Hawaii's papaya.
But Gonzalez says fighting the virus was only half the battle. They had to convince their biggest customer, Japan, that the fruit was safe to eat. It took more than a decade of tests before Japanese regulators were satisfied. The last hurdle was labeling.
In Japan, the genetically engineered product is their law that it has to be labeled.
It's the law in the European Union and many other countries, too, but not in the United States. A campaign called Just Label It seeks to change that.
We have a right to know what's in our food. I have the right to know what I'm feeding my family.
This campaign video highlights the fact that many Americans are not convinced GMOs are safe. That's according to Gary Hirschberg, CEO of Stonyfield Farm, a major organic yogurt company and a backer of the campaign.
And while the debate is raging on, and while we're collecting data on the impacts of these very, very new crops, people deserve and need and have the right to know whether to participate in that system or not.
He and others cite polls showing that more than 90% of people say products containing GMOs should be labeled. But those numbers don't mean much, says Val Giddings with the Information Technology and Innovation Foundation.
People always opt for more information, whether or not they have any idea what the hell it means or how they might use it.
Giddings has worked on GMO policy for three decades. He points to research in the European Union, where labels are required, that shows even consumers who say they avoid GMOs still buy products with GMO ingredients on the label. Giddings says labeling supporters are trying to mislead consumers into thinking that authorities have special concerns about the safety of gene-altered foods. He says they don't.
Every authoritative body who's looked at this without preconceptions has concluded that crops improved through biotechnology and the foods derived therefrom are at least as safe as their conventional counterparts.
Major U.S., EU, and international scientific advisory groups have agreed that today's crop of GMOs do not pose a risk to health or the environment. But they also say it may be appropriate to monitor these crops after they are on the market. That would not be easy, but labels would help. The rainbow papaya went on sale in Japan a few weeks ago with a label that says it is a GMO. Dennis Gonzalez hopes his fruit will help answer lingering questions about genetically modified foods.
Now, instead of lots of speculation, oh my gosh, these people are not going to eat it because they don't like this. They're all speculating. There's no test case. Now there is a test case.
Gonzalez calls it the Super Bowl of marketing challenges, getting a population that's still widely skeptical of genetic engineering technology to enjoy a beautiful, delicious papaya with a GMO label on it. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.